visuals for today's call. We understand that some people may be joining us via their cell phone. So for today's call in particular, we're not going to have any visuals, but there may be some in the future. If there are going to be visuals presented, we will let you know ahead of time so that you can plan for that and be in front of a device that allows you to see those. So for those of you that didn't hear me, my name is Brian Garza. I am the Director of Member Acquisition and Retention. Today, my co-host here is Christy Estrada. She is our membership team lead over retention and operations. And today, we're just going to cover a few topics. We'll start out going over our membership action plan, the implementation tips and tricks of getting that installed into your chapters. We covered that at CBS and a little bit at CLF as well. This is just going to be a refresher on there. I know that was 4 months ago. So time really flies, and just to offer a refresher on how you can start to implement that membership action plan. We'll also open that up to questions. Currently, everybody is on mute, and that's really just to manage any background noise that's going on. You are able to unmute yourself through Zoom, or we'll also be using the Zoom group chat option. So if you have any questions along the way, we will be monitoring that chat box. Please feel free to put your questions in there, and we will address it to the larger group. Also, this call is being recorded, so we will have this recording available. We will post it on the chapter leadership resource page, so that if you would like to share it with anybody else in the chapter, you are able to do so, or just go back and listen in on it in case you feel like you missed something. Again, thank you everybody for joining today. After we go through the membership action plan, we'll go through some global updates, provide you some of the campaigns that we've got going on currently from MPI Global. Christy is going to go through a little bit of information about how you can work with your global member engagement representatives. We'll hit on a few more just important items, some housekeeping things towards the end, and then open it up for any best practices that you may want to share on our first call. So I'll get started going on our membership action plan. Again, we were looking there. We introduced this back at CPS, and one of the main reasons why we introduced this is really just to provide the chapters with an easy tool that you can keep track of all of the various tactical components you have going on throughout the year for membership. So this is going to hit both your acquisition strategy, your retention strategy, onboarding, and then anything else that you may have going on at the chapter level throughout the year. Another great kind of byproduct about this tool is that it's really easily transferable. So as you start to fill this information out and your term is up here in 11 months and you start to transition it over to the next VP of membership or the next director, you can really hand over this document and they can see all of the information and all of the different events that you had done the year prior and really see what worked, what didn't work. And you can start to build a plan for the next year based off of that information. So we'll kind of go into this. Whenever this was developed, we had initially launched it out to four chapters, the MPI New England chapter, MPI Greater New York, MPI Ohio, and the MPI Chicago area chapters. And they kind of led the way on this pilot program, provided us feedback. So I did want to, on this call, give them some kudos there and say thank you for helping us refine this. This is a living document, so we will absolutely be making adjustments along the way. And these are really, just kind of overall guidelines for you to be able to follow. But as you really start working and diving into this, please make changes to this for your chapter. These all of the components that you see on this membership action plan are, again, global recommendations. And so whenever you start to fill in specific things for your chapter that you do, add that onto this document so that you really get a full picture of what you've done for the year in membership. So the management of this particular tool. So it's really created for the VPs and the directors to use to manage and delegate specific tasks that you need to have completed within the month or the year for your membership. It also provides a way for your entire department to have access to what's going on. You can also share this with your other board members and so they can get a membership. As far as who is responsible for updating this plan, you can manage that in one of two ways. You can have all of the information go back to you as a director or VP, and you can manage the updates, or you can have the individuals who are performing the tasks provide an update on the document. So an easy way is, you know, maybe share a link through Google Docs or Dropbox and have this really kind of be a way for you to have that managed. Just an FYI, I know everybody has got within Zoom a way to share your screen. You might want to be cognizant of that. We don't have any visuals going on right now, but if you do accidentally click that button, everybody will see what's on your screen. So you might want to avoid that. All right. So
we do have a couple of questions if you want to address them.
Sure, sure.
Megan, will the membership action plan ever be due to global, or is this for internal chapter purposes only?
Great question. So currently, this is not a mandatory document for this year. We're trying to roll this out and get chapters on board with this. So this is kind of an onboarding year and to get you really familiar with the action plan and really start to make it your own. So it's not due back to global. We would absolutely love to see what the chapters are doing again so that we can kind of help refine this document. With that being said, it is a document that you can provide as one of your compliance documents. So whenever those are due, this membership action plan can be turned in at that time for your compliance documents.
There is another question, and I do see that a couple of individuals are sharing information. The document, the action plan, seems to be too large to send through email. Something you address that they can do like a cloud or a Google Doc?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So you can split it up so you don't have to send it out via email. You can put it, cloud, Dropbox, Google Docs, Basecamp, something like that. If you do want to send out, through email, one thing that you may be able to do as well is split it out by month. And only send out, save as just those monthly tasks. And whenever they're updated, you would have to get that back to add that to a master list. That may just be some additional admin. That's just something to consider. Let's see, any other? Okay, great. This is also meant to be a scalable document. So do be aware of the size of your committee and who you're asking to complete these tasks, how many people you actually have on board to complete these tasks. And this is going to kind of give you an idea about really how big or how many tasks each one of your individuals are doing throughout the year. So if there is a task, if you start working on this document and you realize, something has come up and a particular task is unable to be completed in any one month or in any one time period, we would recommend not deleting that task. I'd just go ahead and make a note about, maybe a reason why it wasn't completed. And that's really good information for, next year or even the next month. So that you can be able to plan for those types of misses? You know, do you need another committee member on board to be able to handle that task, or was was there a change in that particular role so that you can kind of plan for that into the next month or the next year? As far as rolling this out to your chapters, you may want to provide a high-level overview for your board and to your Office of the President. During your board meetings, this is another great tool that you can provide during that meeting. So you can say, these are the objectives that we have coming up. These are the events. These are the tactics that we're doing this month around membership. And then also look at the previous months or the quarter and say, these are the campaigns that were effective. These were not effective. So that you can start building out more of a plan into next year. So that would be a high-level overview with your board. But utilize your chapter administrators and really go into detail with this particular report. Have them be very familiar with this information and all of the tactics going on and the timing of that so that they can help you throughout this process. Also with your membership committee members, as they will be the ones executing these tactics. So you can manage that in one of two ways as you kind of go through. There is an overview of all of the tactics and actions to do throughout the year. There's about 115 different action items throughout the year, and those are just global recommendations. We do have that split out by month, so don't get overwhelmed and say, wow, that's a lot to get completed. Once you divide that out on a monthly basis, there may be, anywhere from 9 to 11, maybe 12 actions to take in any given month. And then whenever you really start looking at those particular actions, let's say, call on the members that have been gone for 1 year, that at the chapter level may only be a list of, 8, 10 people. So we're really trying to break this up into kind of bite-sized pieces and make it manageable for the chapters. So as you start going through that, if you haven't already, go ahead and start assigning tasks. Do it 6 months out, do it for the full year, just to allow people the time to get familiar with it and know what they have to do in the coming months so they can start planning on that with their own schedules. Identify what your chapter is currently doing, plug that into the action plan, and then discuss what you want to do going forward and start to implement that as well. So as you kind of go through that and assign the tasks, whenever you're going through that, we've got the individual, the actual person's name that is responsible for executing that task. That's great to know for accountability purposes. So you can always check in with that individual and find out where they're at with that task. But another thing that we're recommending that you complete is the title responsible. So for instance, if you've got a director of acquisition and they are supposed to, follow up with the not yet members that attended a particular event in any given month, then next year, okay, that's the responsibility of the director of acquisition, not necessarily, John Smith, because you may not know what John Smith's role was in that particular year. So updating that title is really important. So you can assign by role within the chapter as well. Do allow for some flexibility in the assigned tasks so that they're not just popping up and you're asking somebody to do something within the next couple of days. That's why it's important to kind of start to build the plan out now for the whole year and assign those tasks out. Let's see, and also on there's an area to put an outcome or feedback so that you can, again, really start to understand what is working and what's not working. So on this particular action plan, sort it by your specific date. It's also sortable by the type of task, whether that's a recruitment or retention or onboarding action item. Or if your chapter has a very specific task, you can note that on there as well. A date completed by, really start to play around with that and provide those timelines and the due dates on there so that, again, you can kind of hold people accountable to those timelines and so they know when they need to have that information completed by. I'm going to kind of quickly go through some of the information that's on that action plan as far as the headers and what some of those mean. There is a document on the chapter leader resource page called your membership action plan overview. And this is a really a document that provides all of the detail about how to use this action plan, what all of the columns mean, and how to implement it at your chapter. So that is a great tool that you can kind of go back to if you have any questions about it. And we're also available to help you get through this action plan as well. So some of these columns, one in particular is frequency. So how often is this task done? You can have ad hoc frequency. So that may be just one time a year or two times a year. And that may be something like, you know, recognizing individuals on their anniversaries or for tenure, particular awards that you give out at the chapter level, or you may have annual or monthly tasks specifically around retention and acquisition to keep those flowing. Another one is chapter or global task. So this particular task is, or field is to identify who is requesting this action item. So if it says global, that doesn't mean that global is actually doing that particular task. It means that that is a global recommendation. And it will be defined by a G in that column. So if you put chapter or a C in that column, that means that this is a chapter specific task, not necessarily you know, suggested by global to put on there, but this is just something that your chapter specifically does. There's also a purpose column on there, and this really defines if the effort will be for recruitment or retention and help you prioritize those tasks. And then it also has, specifically for the retention, report resource. So this would be the report that you utilize through the chapter leadership resource page. So if you want to connect with individuals that have been canceled for 3 months and ask them to come back or invite them to an event, you can do that. And there's also a report criteria column on there that provides you the date ranges that you can put in to find that information. Because sometimes that can be a little bit confusing. There's also a total number on the list. So if you've got a on that particular list, let's say 20 people that come back, then you have a base list, and then you can provide you know, a conversion rate of 2 or 3 within a particular time period in the outcome or feedback column so that you can know the percentage of conversion from that particular list. So that is just really an overview on here. Again, there's more detail provided on this membership action plan overview found on the chapter leadership resource page. I do want to stop right here and see if anybody has any questions on the membership action plan or anything else.
We do have one question from Dan. He's looking for an estimated time as far as a new chapter business manager for the chapters that Tim Gunn oversaw.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great question. So for those of you who may not have been able to attend the all hands chapter leaders meeting that was done last week with Paul Van Deventer, this was one of the topics that was discussed during that call. And we will, so as of right now, the positions are being defined. Our HR is working on what that structure really looks like in conjunction with Holly Dotson, the director, and really seeing when, so the type of support that the chapters need to be successful So they are extremely close on having all of those nailed down, and then being able to post the information online for people to be able to apply to. Unfortunately, I don't have a very specific timeline. You know, we've got to go through once they're posted the hiring process, and as most of you know, that can sometimes take a little bit of time. So in the meantime, though, we do realize that the chapters do still need support. So we have a couple of different resources for you to be able to tap into. One, Holly Dobson, you can always contact her to be able to ask questions. Two, and we'll go into a little bit more detail about this, but our membership team here at Global, everybody is assigned a membership engagement rep. So if you have any specific questions regarding your membership, any process, things like that, please contact us. Christy's going to talk about that here more in just a little bit. So, and then also your chapter administrators, they're also a wealth of knowledge to be able to tap into. One thing that we're working on filling immediately is a chapter coordinator position. So this is another individual that you would be able to contact if you have any type of chapter related questions. So that particular position is posted. We are going through some final interviews now. So we're expecting that particular position to be wrapped up here very, very soon. And once we do, we'll make that announcement so that you have their contact information so that you can start utilizing them as a resource as well. All right. So the next thing we'd like to cover on the call today is really some global updates and then campaigns that we've got coming up. So on the membership side, through the first 7 months of the year, the overall membership number has been increasing, and the growth of increase has gone up over last year. So our goal for this year was to grow membership by 4%. And that goes along with all of your the chapter goals as well. So as we stand right now, we're actually trending a little bit higher from what we can see. It does look like we'll end the year at about a 5% growth, which is phenomenal and a big jump of where we were just a couple of years past. So that goes to show, you know, how much impact our volunteer leaders have on the membership, and we thank you for that. You know, we could not do this without your help. So the tools like the membership action plan and some of these promotions that we have coming up are really going to help us continue to grow membership overall and move the organization forward. Right now, we ended the July at 17,363 members. Which was 100 members over where we had planned. One of the kind of key components of that is the overall acquisition. Our acquisition year to date, we've acquired about 300 additional members than we did over the same time last year, which is really fantastic. And our cancellations are holding just about steady. So with that, we will continue to see growth throughout the year. All of you should be receiving a VP of membership email. So we'll kind of be communicating in two ways. One, we'll have these calls starting out on a monthly basis. And then also I send out a monthly email to all of the VPs of membership, as well as the chapter administrators, also letting you know, how we're ending up in the month, and then provide any campaigns for the incoming month. So here in August, our global acquisition campaign is a social media campaign. That is providing 10% off for any new member joining the organization. So for those of you who kind of been around in the leadership positions for a little while, you may have seen these emails also provide renewal campaigns. We've actually held off on those renewal campaigns for the moment. As we started kind of going back and looking at the effectiveness of those campaigns, we really couldn't see that they were truly driving renewal in those particular months. So we figured we would put more focus on the acquisition for the time being, until we see, find some other way to truly drive retention. So you may see some of those campaigns come up in the future, but for now we've really just got the new member campaigns going. So for this month in August, the promo code for that is MPISMAUG. So whenever your new members go on to the online application or they're filling out a paper application, they can enter in that code. We'll also put it here in the chat box so that you can have that and be able to take note of that, so that you can start to promote that. We recommend promoting this, on your LinkedIn, your Facebook page, your Twitter accounts, on your chapter's website, really start to promote that and use that. Over the past few months, we've really seen a lot of chapters utilize that and become, very successful in, within a month of recruitment. So we may also be changing those up here in the next few months, offering different things. So you might see rather than 10% off, maybe a $50 off during specific months. So keep an eye out for that, as they will change on a monthly basis. Another running campaign that we've got going on is our Refer a Friend. This Refer a Friend is still available. That code is MyFriendMPI. And that provides a $50 off discount for any new member joining, as well as the referring member getting a $25 renewal credit that they can utilize during their next renewal. This is still going. We still get, hundreds of these every year. Some of our chapter members really take advantage of this, and come renewal time, they're only paying, maybe $100 for their renewal. So do spread that with your chapter members and ask them to take advantage of that. It's a great way for them to earn those credits and then get some discounts, as well as, increase the membership within your chapter. Something else to keep in mind is the MPI Foundation scholarships. We do have plenty of scholarships throughout the year to be able to provide. And as we continue to make progress with our foundation, we'll get more and more of these scholarships having available. So there may be some months where we don't have enough qualified applications to fill those scholarships. So keep that in mind. It's still an additional member for your chapter. Utilize that if you've got somebody who you feel would really qualify or benefit for those scholarships, not just on the membership side, but also with the education piece too. So with our global events, we always have those education scholarships available for conference attendees or even the experiential events as well. So take a look at that on the website, mpiweb.org, on the MPI Foundation tab, and it will give you all of those details. One thing that I'm going to start doing as well is during that VP of membership call, email, is identify the winners of the scholarships from the previous month, so that you can see which chapters are really utilizing that, and you do have somebody from your chapter that won a scholarship, then you'd be able to reach out to that individual and congratulate them as well and welcome them to the chapter. Any questions at this point?
I would like to address the Refer a Friend program. I highly suggest you go on to the chapter leader resource page and browse through there. We do have a document that is uploaded there for your use. It does have the My Friend MPI Refer a Friend program PDF there that you can print and send, have at your event. You can send it via email. I see that one person has some business cards printed up with the My Friend MPI promo on it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is fantastic, Shannon. So for those of you that cannot see the chat box, Shannon had some business cards, printed out 1,000 of them for only $17 with the My Friend API code on there, and a spot for people to fill in their name and the referral code to be able to kind of distribute out. So she's saying no results just yet, but she'll share that in the future. So that's a great way to start to spread that message about the My Friend MPI code and the Refer a Friend program. So fantastic initiative there, Shannon. Keep us updated as you have progress. And, you know, enter that into your membership action plan. You know, note whenever you pass those out, and you can start to really see the conversions coming back on that. So thank you. So at this time, I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to Christy Estrada to discuss how you can work with your global member engagement rep moving forward.
Everyone, I would like to say that my team has already sent out emails to the incoming and VPs of membership. And if you're a returning VP of membership, you should have also received that email, just basically introducing themselves. There was a highlight in the email that listed a whole bunch of different benefits and opportunities that would be towards your benefit to use with your MPI member MERS, such as if you have any membership questions, they can assist with transfers. If you have any transfer questions, membership renewal, new member acquisition. The MPI Global Membership Team has really stepped up to try to be more of assistance to Holly and the chapters. One of the things that we are currently doing and we're putting together is sending out cancellation reports to the VP of memberships and the admins. And basically the report will list any member that you have, say we're currently in August, the report is going to list any members of that chapter that is going to cancel on September 1st. Because maybe you as a chapter VPM membership may have a face-to-face personal relationship with that individual, and you could talk to them about renewing their membership before it is actually canceled. Excuse my voice, it's a little scratchy today with the allergies. Also, one of the things that we are now doing also is we would like to help the chapters with their membership acquisition coming back from one of their events. For a prime example, I work with a European region. I have done this for Spain. When I first started with Spain back in October 2016, they had 82 members. They put on an event, they do follow-up, then they would send me the list. I would do an extra follow-up to help close those new members for them. Spain currently now has 126 members. They had a 47% growth, which was awesome. I think it's very important that the VPs of membership and the chapters know that MPI Global here has an acquisition team also. So if this is something that you would like for us to assist with, you can forward your list over to feedback@mpiweb.org. We will get that distributed out to our acquisition team, and they will make calls and follow us to try to close the deal on those new members. If you have any questions about campaigns, they're very valuable as far as registration for events, for MPI Global events, transfers, our unemployment program. They can give you the full logistics on all of those programs. We basically do it all. If you have a question and we don't know the answer, we will get it for you. We are here. We are supporting Holly. If you're not able to get in contact with Holly, contact your MPI member, MER, and they most likely will be able to assist you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Christy. And as she was mentioning, you know, we absolutely are able to help you out on your acquisition strategy, either putting together what that plan looks like or helping you execute on that as well. So if you have any particular events coming up or you would like us to help you kind of get through calls in your prospect list, we will, again, be happy to do that. We also have, at certain times, nurture campaigns going out via email. And if you would like your list to be included in that, we can absolutely do that as well. And provides you the conversion rates and all the click-through rates and information back from those email campaigns if you would like them included. So that's just something to keep in mind and another way that you can work with MPI Global. We're really here to help you be successful in the year. So utilize us as much as possible. So thank you, Christy, for that. Our last piece here is just a couple of items to note. We had on the here and MPI Global is having those pins. It's just going to take a couple of weeks for those to get stamped and shipped out to us and all of that information. So on the next VP of membership email, I'll provide a status update on where we are with that. Membership processing questions. So some of the questions that we had currently are around the annual renewal, the auto renewal option and the monthly installment plan. So those are both live. Those projects launched in early July. So the installment plan, this is currently available to any new member that's joining. They can actually go online now and have the option to pay either the annual amount or an installment monthly amount. So those individuals that select the monthly, they're actually automatically enrolled into our auto renew program to where they're just going to be billed on a monthly basis. At the end of their membership year, so 60 days prior to the end of their membership year, they will get a notification saying that they are in this annual renewal program. Just as an FYI, in case they would like to opt out of it. If they don't opt out of it, we're just going to continue billing on that monthly basis moving forward until they do opt out. The membership is still on an annual basis, so they are still responsible for the annual membership. Even if they would like to cancel that 6 months in, they'll still be responsible for that remaining balance. The annual renewal, that also got launched, annual auto renew. So if you would like to go ahead or your members would like to sign up for auto renew, it's really the same process. So as you go through the cart, you can select auto renew. Whenever your membership is due, you'll get a 60-day notification letting you know that you did enroll in that auto renew program. Gives you the opportunity to opt out of that. But if you don't, then you know we'll just renew you on the annual basis for the next year and continue that. We've already, just within the first month, and this is just new members, had about 25 new members enroll in that auto renew program, which is, we feel going to really have a positive impact on our retention rate moving forward. The installment plans, we're keeping an eye on that and then kind of getting some trends with that probably through the rest of the year. And we'll make a decision of whether or not it's going to be a viable option to open that up to renewing members as well on those monthly installment plans. One thing that we just have to consider is what that does to the overall cash flow for the organization. So we're going to keep an eye on that and provide you updates along the way. We also got some questions about the rebates. There was a little bit of a delay this month on the rebate, just due to some processing information through our finance department. But if you do have any, I know that that's been resolved and rebates are going out, but if you do have any questions about your specific chapter rebate, send that through to either Holly or me, and we can help you kind of go through that. So at this point, that is really all of the information we have from MPI Global. We'd really like to open it up to the chapter leaders to ask questions, or if you have a best practice that you would like to share, you can put a little note in that group chat box online, and you can, or there is a raise your hand option. So if you'd like to raise your hand, we'll see that and we can unmute and you can provide that. So so there's one question that we'll respond to while you guys go ahead and either raise your hand or see if you want to share a best practice.
Hi, Dan. This is Christy. I just wanted to respond to your concerns about the feedback folder. We do have one individual that is assigned to that folder who actually worked it throughout the whole entire day. If you find yourself not getting a response or not getting the proper response that you feel you should, please, by all means, give me an email, shoot me an email. I respond to my emails pretty quickly, and I do have access to that feedback email myself so that I can monitor it also. We do want to be answering the emails accordingly and in an appropriate amount of time. So if you continue to have those kind of issues, please just contact me. I did put my email address out there. You can save that. I'll also send you my direct phone line if you like. But we do here at MPI pride ourselves on awesome customer service, and we do stand firm and try to provide that to our members and our chapter leaders.
Great, thank you. All right. Don't see any hands being raised at this moment or anything additional in the chat box. I'll give it one more minute or so. So in the future for these calls, if you do come along a best practice that you would like to share or something that didn't work within your chapter that you tried, sometimes that information is almost more valuable to provide out to individuals as a really just a learning experience. So if you think of something along the way, just shoot us an email and we can be sure to provide that information on our next call, or even provide you the platform to be able to share what worked or what didn't work. So don't let this call just kind of be the end of it for the month. Keep us updated on your programs and the progress so that we can share that out with the other leaders. So we did get a question, are VPs of membership invited to these calls or all membership directors? It is open to, so the email invite will go out to the directors of membership as well as the VPs of membership. If you do have any other like committee members that you would like to have involved in this as well, please feel free to forward the invite if you'd like to include your chapter administrators or have the chapter president come on. All of our leadership positions will start to have these calls. VPs of communication, the office of the president just had their call not too long ago. But if you think that this information is also going to be valuable to those individuals, please feel free to forward the invite and they can jump on the Zoom as well. All right, we'll do one last call for questions or a best practice. Going gone. All right. So thank you, everybody. Really appreciate the time today. Again, so next call, we will hopefully have some more opportunity to do some interaction, hear from the chapter leaders. So do come prepared with best practices along the way or just things that you would like to share. Our updates will be a little bit more concise as we kind of go through this process, but thank you again for taking the time today. Thank you for volunteering for your MPI chapter and the organization. We really appreciate it. So if you have any questions along the way, please feel free to reach out. I am going to put my email address in the chat box as well in case you have any questions or need any assistance along the way. And again, this recording will be posted on the chapter leadership resource page as soon as possible. So thank you everybody for joining today. Have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week. And thank you again. All right. Have a good day. Bye everybody.
I saved that chat.